In this week's Complaint Corner, The Bad Batch, Far Cry, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve. And first, we're going to talk about Star Wars The Bad Batch. So we're finally back to normal, mostly. We're talking about news. I cheated a little bit, and I'm going to talk about some older news later on. But this first thing was announced today, which is going to date this episode, but that's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I hate for people to peek behind the curtain and realize we do these ahead of time instead of, like, the second before they go out at midnight on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's just not how it works. I'm sorry, guys.
It used to be, though. Anyway. That's totally how it used to be.
I mean, yeah, but, like, then I became an adult, and I couldn't stay up late anymore.
Right.
That's just not a thing.
You have to be my kind of adult, Adam, where you do stay up late and then just suffer for it every morning because you refuse to modify your behavior.
Yeah, no, that's not me. That's not how I like to live. Anyway.
Five hours of sleep maximum.
That's terrible.
Your body gets used to
it.
It's fine.
Yeah, your body gets used to it, and you spend your entire life miserable.
I'm already miserable, Adam.
Steve. Oh, okay. Because that makes it better.
Yes, I'm just punishing myself for existing.
Aw, Steve, that's terrible. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I'll change.
All right. We're gonna.
What are we talking about again?
So They have announced a new Star Wars animated series, which is going to be a spin-off of The Clone Wars, which is going to be called Star Wars The Bad Batch. I have to be honest, I kind of saw this coming. There have been some rumors that this was going to happen, that there was going to be like a spin-off of The Clone Wars. And really, when I was watching the new season of The Clone Wars, and I was watching the Bad Batch episodes, it was like, seems weird that they're introducing these brand new, visually distinct characters in the very final season. Like, it just felt strange to me. And it's like, oh, that's why. It's because it's a backdoor pilot.
Oh, I get it. It's a Assassin's Creed boat inserted into the third game test of concept so they can make a thing about it later. Got it.
Literally, yes, it's that. Yeah. But that's okay with me. I didn't love The Bad Batch, if I'm being completely honest. What were your opinions on The Bad Batch that we've seen in The Clone Wars?
Yes, I am also now a person who has seen The Clone Wars, so I can relate to these situations and comments.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck about them and could take or leave them in the episodes entirely. I don't really, like, up until now, I didn't understand why they were there. Now I get it. But
yeah, it totally makes sense. I just have some reservations. Like, I mean, I love everything Star Wars, and I'm going to watch the shit out of this show, don't get me wrong. However, I wasn't terribly impressed with them. I thought that they were kind of caricatures in The Clone Wars. And I thought that especially the big guy, the big, you know, like, I'm a big manly man, mm-hmm. that guy.
My name is Brick.
I thought he was, my name is Brick and I want to kill robots.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, all right, like whatever. It was fine. And I get that Star Wars is for kids. I'm not, like, trying to sit here and be like, this wasn't exactly what I wanted, and therefore it's terrible. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm sure that there are plenty of kids who love that character, and that's fine. It's just not really for me, so I can't pretend that I'm, like, super-duper excited for this show. But we do know that it's going to be set after the Clone Wars, and it's going to be about these clones trying to, like, adjust to being in the Galactic Empire, and that sounds awesome to me. I like the clones, I like clones in general, personally. I don't really love these clones, but I'm willing to give them a shot.
Well, these are as far removed from clones as you can get, because, you know, they're, like, flawed and shit.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. But I'm willing to watch this, and I love the idea of exploring how clones fit into the world, or I guess the galaxy. I love the idea of exploring how they fit into the galaxy once, you know, their purpose is served and they've murdered all the Jedi. That sounds really cool to me. So what do you think, Steve? Are you gonna watch it?
No, I'm gonna give this one a skip, Adam.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You even went to the trouble of watching the Clone Wars and Rebels, and you're just going to stop now?
Here's the thing,
man.
Well, first of all, yes. Second of all, here's the thing about that. It took a global pandemic for me to sit down and watch those other two things, and I mostly did it so I'd have something to talk to you about when we went back to do this. But
okay,
I don't give a fuck about any of those characters, so I can't say that I'd be interested enough in the Star Wars-esque universe that we have about their particular story.
Yeah.
And I don't believe you're going to get the whole clones fitting into the universe after the Clone Wars deal that you kind of want, because these are, like, really far removed from the clones. It's not like watching a it's not a gang of six identical dudes like the other clones would be. This is, like, six visually distinct, similar-looking guys. They could just be a band of brothers.
I mean,
not to compare it to Band of Brothers, which is probably better than this show.
I'm sure that Band of Brothers is going to be better than this show. I'm not going to try to argue that. I think that that's fair. I do think that it's like, really, you're going to do a show about the clones, and they're not really clones. Like, they're all distinct and look different and have their own unique characteristics. I mean, they're basically just people. You know,
you
like,
know what these
it's
are?
Like, really?
You know what these are, Adam? These are the DeviantArt clone OCs of people.
Yes, they are. You're
like,
totally
what if
right.
I had
They're
a
totally
clone,
are.
Except he was a ninja? Or what if I had a clone, except he was really big because mutations made him Hulk strong, or whatever? That's all these guys are.
What if I had a clone? What if I had a clone and he was a super awesome sniper guy?
Right. Or
He's
what if I had
so
a clone and he was
shooting
blue?
Things?
They're...
Yeah. Yeah. What if I had a clone and he had robot parts?
Right.
Like, yeah. No, I got you. I'm still willing to give it a shot because I have been rarely disappointed by Star Wars animated stuff. I love Dave Filoni, so like I'm gonna watch this, and I'm sure I'm gonna talk about it.
Well,
on this
you
show,
let me know which
so.
One of them has sex with Sonic.
yeah, you got it, Steve. So our next piece of
actually,
news
that reminds
is,
me of. Hang on, I'm gonna derail entirely
for
a minute here. So all I was
right,
talking to the fellas at work about this, and I posed a question. I don't remember what the topic was that got to this question, but I'd like to run it past you, because I feel like it has a lot of bearing on our world today, and I'd like to see what your thoughts are on it.
Okay, what's up?
If you were going to have sex with a Gorgon or a Harpy, which one would you pick?
Oh, jeez.
Assuming that the Gorgon and the Harpy are both people enough where you can actually do that, where they don't have a snake legs or a cloaca.
Let me think.
Oh, and neither
Gorgon,
of them probably
I'm trying
want to kill
remember.
You. Probably.
Okay, yeah, that was that's the thing, is that I don't want to die, first
well,
of all.
I can't
so
help
Gorgon,
that, but...
they're like the... Gorgons are the snake ladies,
those
right?
Are the
Isn't
Medusa
that what
ones.
That is? Yeah, the Medusa ones. And then the Harpies are like the winged people, right? They're like bird
yeah.
people,
they got
basically.
Like bird legs and bird arm wings, and sometimes...
Oh, man.
But... Assume that they're people enough.
I'm gonna go with a Harpy personally.
Interesting choice.
I just like Gorgons. I'm not really into reptiles. Mm. Like if I had to choose one or the other, I guess I would prefer a bird person mm-hmm. over a reptile snake person.
It's interesting that you say that because I said Gorgon.
You said Gorgons. Ideas. Why do you say
well,
Gorgons?
Well, in my mind, I was thinking of them as more like just gray people. Rather than, because like,
oh,
if you recall,
I
said they don't have the snake legs, which is the most snaky part of them. I mean, except for like the snake hair, but we can grow past that, you know?
The snake hair would really, really be a distraction for me, I think.
Flip her over? I don't know, dude.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I'm gonna stick to my choice
well,
of Harpy.
Okay,
I think
the other reason that I picked
better.
That is because in one of my magic books, they told me that Gorgons like it when you pull their hair. So... That felt right to me, you know? One of those garbage-written fucking magic books that I did, that's the main takeaway from that book, is still that having sex with a Gorgon is not only possible, but they like it when you pull their hair.
I mean, okay, fair enough.
I don't know why I felt the need to bring that up to you. We were talking about Sonic OCs, and it made me think of the bird person, so I thought I would quickly run that past you just to see where you landed on that.
Yeah, all right, well.
That had no bearing on anything,
now
but thank
you
for going down this diversion with me.
No problem, Steve. So our next piece of news is that we're going to be getting a spin-off television series about the Gotham Police Department that's coming to HBO Max, and it's going to be a prequel to The Batman. And apparently it's going to be exploring, like, police corruption in Gotham.
Wait, time out. Like, is The Batman already a prequel to the movies we have, timeline-wise?
That's an excellent question that I don't have a clear answer to, because I don't think that the people making the movies have decided that yet.
Cool.
I am 100% convinced. Okay, not 100%. I am 85% convinced that the reason they've been so vague on whether or not the Batman is going to be in the continuity with Wonder Woman and Aquaman is because they want to know if people like it. And then once they know whether or not it's popular, then they'll decide whether or not it's going to be included in the, like, general canon.
Oh my God.
Or whatever.
Could you imagine a world where they just release, like, 4 Batman movies, right? And then whatever one makes the most money just becomes canon.
That would be, in a weird way, I kind of like
it's
that
like
idea.
It's like a build-your-own-adventure book with microtransactions.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, which one do you like the most? Go see them all, and the one
that makes the most money.
Oh
my God, it's like, dude, you could get people like America Idol voting for that thing where they like call in and place a vote for their favorite Batman continuity. Oh my God, that's a genius idea. People would absolutely
I think that this is a wonderful idea. Like, I would totally jump on board with it. Because that's the thing about Batman, is that Batman is all about reinvention.
This is just the people have a need to be included and would have to go see all 4 movies, so you'd make 4 times as much money. And you only
also
have
true.
To make the one sequel.
Also true. You could potentially start 4 little mini franchises. And honestly, if you wanted to, you could have one be the winner, but if another one proved to also be popular, you could also make a sequel
you wanted. Could just pick the, okay, so there's one. That's continuity Batman, right? Then the other 3, bam, those are what if Batmans. And then you can just get wild with those ones. Just do whatever you want. Joker was Batman all along. Alfred was a Cyclops. Whatever you need to do to make that happen. And then whenever people hates it, you can just be like, well, it wasn't even a real Batman movie. You didn't have to go see it. It's bulletproof. My God, I should work in Hollywood.
It's bulletproof. Yeah, you know what? I think that that's actually a really good
Register
idea.
Trademark.
Like, I would totally.
You can't,
let's
you can't
it,
have
man.
That. That's mine.
If you really wanted to, you could do like a multiverse situation. You could
just
have
call
the different
every other Batman
meet.
A different Earth.
Yeah, and then you could have them interact with each other if you
oh
wanted
my God.
To.
Yeah,
if you
like,
don't
like
want
10
to, then
years
you don't have
from
to.
Now, you can do a fucking Justice League movie of no, the Batman's Batman movie.
Yeah,
like what's going on in the comics right now with like the fucking evil Batman versus the good guy Batman.
Yeah,
man, you
exactly.
could just do that.
It's the same deal. You could bring in old Batman from like you know back in the day. You could have
Batman?
Kevin Conroy.
Adam West is dead.
Well, like. Adam West is dead, that's true, but Kevin Conroy showed up in the Arrowverse big multiverse crossover. Fucking Kevin Conroy played Batman in live action, which is so fucking cool. You could have him do that again. You could have fucking Christian Bale show
up.
You could
have that dork from Gotham
show up. Yeah, sure. Why the fuck not? Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Dude, I think this is a great idea. Can we jump on this? It's the same deal with, like, Spider-Man. I still want a goddamn Spider-Verse movie. I want it so
you
bad.
You got one.
I want to see... No. I want to see
Into the
a live-action... I know, and it was great, but I want to see a live-action version that has Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and Tom fucking Holland all together on screen at the same time.
I'm pretty sure those 3 people don't even want to see that, Adam.
I want to see it, Steve, and my viewpoint is the only one that
now
matters.
That I understand. Now
oh
you're
God.
Speaking with wisdom.
Now you understand. I had to translate it for you, but now you got me. No, but seriously, doesn't that sound fun? I would watch the shit
I mean,
out
I'd
of
have
that.
To
that
go
so
see
cool.
it, right? It's got,
you would
it's
have
got
to
my
go
favorite
see
Spider-Man
it.
In it.
Yeah, all 3 of them. I know. I know that they're not all your favorite. I know you like Tom Holland, and so do I. Because Tom
no,
Holland
my
is
favorite
the best Spider-Man
is obviously fucking Nicolas Cage.
What?
From Into the Spider-Verse.
No,
he was
man.
Spider-Man Noir.
From Into the... Yeah, I
and he was
him
awesome.
Being Spider-Man Noir. I mean, he was pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
Sometimes
but,
I let the match
oh,
burn
man,
down
no,
my fingers just to feel something.
We're gonna talk more about Spider-Man later, but first
oh,
we're
yeah,
gonna
we're
talk
about
some,
Gotham or something, right? We didn't even get into that.
Yeah, so apparently it's this Gotham PD show that's coming to HBO Max. I do think it's kind of funny, and I know we don't normally talk about this on the show, but I do think it's kind of funny with all this civil unrest surrounding police and police brutality and police corruption that now they're it's like, well, we're going to make a TV show about
that's
it.
That's basically
like,
just that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, this is a little awkward.
Well, here's the thing about being police in Gotham. It's never a good day to be the police in Gotham. Nobody should live in Gotham. I don't know why they do.
You know, that's...
It's a garbage place to live.
I think I mentioned it last week that I've been playing through the Arkham series again. Mm-hmm. I have now beaten Arkham City, and I'm in the middle of my New Game Plus playthrough. Did you know that that in order to get all of the trophies, I have to beat 400 challenges? Did you know that?
No, because I'm not an insane person, so that thought never even occurred to me.
I did the math on that shit, and I have to beat 400 challenges between four different characters. Between Batman, Catwoman, Robin, and Nightwing, I have a total of 400 challenges that I need to, like, get perfect.
On the flip side of that coin, there's 400 challenges you do not have to do and can feel immediate relief not having to do them.
Did
you ever make some plans with somebody and then they cancel and there's just that brief moment of euphoria where it's like, oh, I don't have to go anywhere? That's what you could be feeling if you weren't a fucking psychopath.
You're fucking right, but it's a challenge to myself, Steve. I want to see if I can do it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do
this.
But
it's not a challenge,
though,
Adam. Grinding out 400 things is not a challenge. It is just time consuming.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again with Arkham Knight. I'm going to fucking do it, Steve.
Adam, I'm worried that you have some problems.
Oh, I do.
Do you need me to contact somebody for you?
No. I'm okay for now.
Okay.
I'm also going to try to do the 12 dates with Calendar Man trophy, which means I have to visit Calendar Man at 12 different dates throughout the year and have him say a different, like, stupid
line.
Well,
I assume by that you mean turning off your game or changing your PlayStation calendar and coming back in.
No, I'm going to do it the right way.
Well, then you are absolutely delusional and there is no hope for you. I can't save you.
Because I want to challenge myself.
That's
not
a challenge.
I want to play by the
waiting
rules.
For days to pass in real life is not a challenge.
Sure
that's
it is.
Just
it's a
waiting.
Test of patience. It's a test of patience, Steve.
But it's a test,
test
of
my resolve.
No. No.
No.
No. Quitting smoking is a test of resolve. Waiting for a fucking Calendar Man event to happen because you refuse to cheat for something that is so inconsequential is not a test of endurance. It's just being insane. There's no other word for it.
Well,
cheating in Animal Crossing is different, because at least this way you're playing Animal Crossing correctly. But what you are talking about is just wasting time. Just wasting limited time you have on God's green earth that you choose to fill with waiting. People in comas would kill to not have to do what you are doing voluntarily.
Dude, you act like I'm just gonna sit around doing nothing else while I wait. All I'm gonna do is just pop on the game once every month for a year and be done. Like, it's not like it's that. It'll take me.
That has to occupy a space in your mind for an entire year, 365 days.
It'll take me a total of, like, what's 12 times 2? 20? It'll take me a total of 24 minutes to get it done. Just spread throughout a very long time. Who cares, man?
You should care. It's crazy.
At the same time. It's not crazy. You're crazy. Ugh. You're crazy because you never want to do something that you find difficult, Steve.
It's not difficult. Waiting isn't difficult.
Absolutely waiting is difficult. You are wrong. Ugh. Waiting is hard. Doing
gross.
If waiting wasn't hard, then you would do it too. But you're not gonna
do it. I'm not gonna do it.
It's hard.
I'm not gonna do it because it doesn't matter. You're not waiting for something good. Look, you're waiting for fucking bullshit.
It matters
bullshit.
To me, Steve. It matters to me.
Well, then just quit.
It's a matter of personal pride.
Then just do it the right way. No one's gonna know the difference.
Those two people you ever meet
in the PlayStation Online who look at your profile and go, wow, this guy is platinum so many things, and they're going to look at that Batman thing if they make it all the way down that list, and they're going to go, golly gee, I bet this guy really earned this trophy instead of cheating. Or the much more realistic one, this guy totally cheated to get this trophy, and I get it because he wanted the platinum trophy. No one's going to assume you did it right, so don't let them, don't prove them wrong.
It's not... Okay, Steve, why do you assume that I'm doing it for them? I don't give a shit about other people. It's for me. I'm doing it.
That's what
it
I'm saying. You can have the trophy and have earned it the quick way.
I could no, but no, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I want to do it the right
no,
way.
No, Adam, I get it. I get that. I get you want to do it the way it was intended. I just don't accept it.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Okay.
See the distinction?
I guess. I don't understand why you won't accept it. It's just a personal challenge to myself. I'm not doing it because I'm going to go running off to share it with other people. I'm doing it because I want to see if I can.
Okay.
I want to see if
well,
I can maintain my enthusiasm throughout an entire year.
Well, then I wish
why
you luck. Then I wish you luck, Adam. I hope it goes well for you. I'll check back with you in 1 year today and see if you forgot about it.
We'll see.
What are you going to do
if
you miss a day?
I've already done two. Be sad. Probably cheat, honestly.
Oh, okay. So
we'll
if you fail once, you're willing to cheat, but you're not willing to cheat from the start.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So this isn't about integrity at all.
It's about me. It's about me and what works for me, Steve. And the way my brain works is not the way other people's brain works. All right. And that's okay.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough, Adam.
Anyway.
I have nothing further to say then.
you know, yeah, that's fine. I know you will never understand this, Steve, and that doesn't bother
me.
I don't need
you.
Well,
you're a bigger man than I then.
So I don't really have anything else to say about this Gotham PD thing.
Oh,
other
I do.
Than I am not. What's that?
We already have a Gotham, and it doesn't really. And
yeah,
it doesn't
we fucking
really
do.
Work anyway.
Yeah, Gotham already has like weirdness whenever you try to attach it to Batman.
Yeah, here's the problem with making a Gotham or a cop show in Gotham. The Gotham PD is the least interesting part of any Gotham story.
Fuck yeah, you're completely right. Like, I don't care. I don't care about Gotham PD.
Yeah, you can't have a batch of supervillains, which I assume there will be because Batman already exists in this universe, presumably. Presumably Batman already exists this time around.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
not.
Robin will still be alive.
If
who knows?
Not.
But the point is that if you're following in Gotham's footsteps, there's no reason, because Gotham already is here and is doing just fine. And if it's not going to be like Gotham, and you're going to have there be actual supervillains and Batman running around, then why the fuck do I care about what Gotham PD is doing?
And if it is just a prequel, if it's going to be about before Batman shows up and it's just, like, setting up the world of Batman, that's literally just Gotham.
Yeah.
Like you're just doing Gotham again? Like,
with a different
why?
Continuity
like,
and probably a different Jim Gordon.
We already fucking saw this. Like, it you already made it. I don't understand why you're bothering.
Yes, this, in fact,
okay,
this exact theme of doing a thing again for no reason because it already exists will come up later in the show. But currently, it's about Gotham. And, I mean, can you imagine if they made a Superman show, but it was about the news crew in the Daily Planet?
Oh my God.
Would you care
terrible.
About what they were doing if Superman was around? If he existed in the universe,
probably
would you
not.
Give a shit
no.
what Lois
no,
Lane and
so.
Fucking Jimmy Olsen were doing that day? No, of course you wouldn't.
No.
Of course
no,
not.
No, I fucking wouldn't. Yeah, I feel weird about that because it's like I get what people are trying to do. I like, you know, the idea of like telling real people's stories in a world with superheroes. Like, I sort of get where you're coming from, what people are coming from with that. But at the same time, it's like okay, that's cool and everything, but I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
Like, can I just watch Batman, please?
Yeah.
Like, can I watch Joker, please? Like, I just don't care.
I feel like, as much as Gotham is not a very good Batman show, I feel like it's probably the best example of the real-life people in the world of superheroes thing, because it's about the time when the weird shit starts to show up in the city. Before Batman becomes a thing, but, like, after real crime was already a thing, you know? Like, before this, it was, what, like, you know, bank robbers and shit, but now it's like, oh, there's, like, serial killers dressed like clowns, or a drug that brings people back from the dead or whatever, you know, weird shit like that, but still kind of awkwardly pushed through the lens of the real world. So that's probably the only way of doing this where it doesn't look ridiculous. Not that it doesn't already look ridiculous, fucking Solomon Grundy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's like, I can't even say that I think the show is going to be bad, because I haven't seen it. It could be really good. I think that generally Gotham is pretty good.
But it's Gotham's not good because it's a superhero show. It's good because it's a reasonable cop show.
Basically. But, like, the thing that sucks about Gotham, and that you've said many times, and I'm just kind of rephrasing it in a slightly different way, is that, like, all of the Batman stuff, all it does is just detract from it. Yep. And all it does is make you wish that the show was about that instead of about Jim Gordon and his goddamn fucking wife who's a terrible person. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, I don't care, you know, it's like, when you have something as awesome as Batman and his awesome, incredibly intricate and complex supervillains in the universe, I would rather watch them than watch something about some normal person.
Right.
Even if that's what your intent is, it's like you raise the stakes. You have to do the normal stuff really, really, really well. Because if you don't, all I'm going to do is complain about what I wish was going on instead of what's actually
going
on.
So basically, you're telling the show to pick a lane?
Yes, I guess that's it. Yeah, it's like pick a lane and stick with it. If you're going to have Batman be in the show, then have it be a Batman show. And if you're going to have it be about Gotham PD, then just touch on the villains. Don't even like really get into them, I don't think, because it's just going to make me wish that I had a show about them instead of a show about what it actually is about. Yes, that is what I'm saying. Sure. Pick a lane. Yep. Pick a lane.
And if all you want is just a Batman show about him fighting his villains week to week, then the Batman animated series is still around. It hasn't gone anywhere. And
that's
very
true,
easily accessible these days.
Is it on like Amazon Prime still? I know it used
I don't
to
know.
Be.
It's on
I
their thing.
Remember.
As long as that lasts.
Oh, right. HBO Max. Wait, it's on HBO Max? Or is it on the...
It's on the DC thing, I assume.
Which, okay, that's another thing, is why the fuck is there HBO Max and also the DC streaming service? Like, what the fuck is this
fuck
about?
You, that's just, why?
Like, it's owned by the same company. Put it all together.
No,
like,
because now you have to pay for two streaming services, stupid.
I still have not paid for either, because fuck you. That's
well, okay,
why.
But the idea was you're supposed to pay for them.
Like, the only thing that's annoying about Disney Plus is that it doesn't have some of their adult content, and that's why Hulu is still around. But, you know, I can respect that. And also, I already had Hulu. So
oh, well, fair enough.
Yes. Nah. All right. We're going to move on. So now we're going to change gears into video games and talk about what you were saying before, which is desperately trying to remake something from years and years ago. Far Cry 6 was announced just the other day, and it's going to have Giancarlo Esposito as the main villain, and we're going back to the tropical island setting. And to me, it just seems like it's like, hey, remember Far Cry 3? You wanna play that again?
Yes, like, as a matter of fact, time, I do, because Far Cry 3 was really good.
It was.
But I don't want you to make it again. Which is the problem that Far Cry 4 had.
I will admit that I actually liked Far Cry 4 pretty well. I just liked the Nepal setting. I liked the snowy landscapes. I liked the divide between the spiritual and like the I like the dynamic between the nature and the technology and the anger versus the it reminded me a little bit of Star
yeah here's
Wars.
The skinny
so
I never finished four.
I also never finished four.
Okay, cool. I saw the villain and I was like, wow, this is just fucking Vaz if he was like
he's
white
weird.
And a clown. So I was just like, okay,
yeah,
I'm done with this then. Thank you.
I always meant to go back. I always meant to go back and finish it. I think, honestly, I just don't really like Far Cry very much. Like, I don't really like real world like guns and stuff because I find them boring for some reason. I don't know why that is. I don't know where that came from. But like, if you were to give me Far Cry 4, but just have it be like them with futuristic weapons and shit, I would probably like it a hell of a lot.
They kind of already did that with their weird spinoff thing from Far Cry 3, where it was like fucking 80s techno punk.
I never played that.
I didn't either, but
I heard that it was good. Blood or something dragon, right? Blood dragon?
Sure. That sounds good. Let's go with that. It had like dinosaurs and shit in there.
Something like that.
But also laser guns and synthesizer music.
Which sounds cool, and I always meant to play it, and I never did. There's just something about Far Cry that I find boring. I think the other thing is that I'm not really into first-person shooters in general.
Well, I mean, then it's probably not for you, because that's all it is. It's shooting in first-person with contemporary weapons.
Yeah, exactly. It's shooting in first person with contemporary weapons. The best parts of Far Cry 4 were, for me personally, was the parts where you, like, have, like, your weird visions or whatever, and you, like, are, like, killing tigers and something and riding elephants, and you have, like, a bow and arrow. Do you remember any of that? There was, like, I can't remember
the
details anymore because it's been a few years.
All I remember is the guy leaving and me sneaking out of his house with my mom's ashes and then getting picked up in a Jeep and shooting at a bunch of people and feeling like it was weird that this guy was okay with gunning people down in the streets.
It was weird that he was just, like, doing that immediately.
I know that there was, like fucking two groups of folk that was, like, a traditionalist and a radicalist, and they wanted you to join their factions or something, and I think they kept that for every subsequent Fallout game after that.
Of course they did.
Like,
I never played Far Cry 5.
Me either.
I never did. I did not play Far Cry Primal.
Nope, but I don't give a shit about that one.
I remember. I think I remember hearing that it was like literally just like the map from Far Cry 4 that they just like retouched
covered with snow
into...
and mammoths. Yes. Adam, I don't know if you recall,
like, really...
but I have very vivid memories of this conversation between you and I because.
Oh yeah, we've talked about Far Cry.
No, we talked about Far Cry Primal. Because I was telling you how I thought it was going to be super stupid, and why would I want to chuck spears at a mammoth when I could shoot them with guns? And I don't remember what your stance on it was, but I remember being very emphatic that it was going to be dumb. And I'd like to say that I was proven right by history, but I don't know, because I haven't played it. However, I were definitely still in school at the time, because I remember using that episode for something. I think I turned it in for a project or something back when we were in school. But... I have memories of talking about Far Cry Primal. Oh shit! You know what? No, I used it as part of my demo reel for jobs.
That's what I used it for. I remember that. How'd that go?
I'm here and not there, so I guess it didn't.
yeah. Fair enough.
I'm talking to you instead of a local radio station, so you know.
Yeah.
I guess we all have failures in life.
Oh man, I gotta do that kind of shit. I haven't even tried.
Well, it doesn't matter because all the information you have is out of date, and nobody died recently in the radio, so you can't get a job there. So I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
Yeah. See, takes the pressure off.
Great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. Anyway, so what the hell were we talking about?
Far Cry 6.
I heard that Far Cry 5 was pretty good because, like, it was a little bit different. It was set in the U.S., and it was set in, like, I think it was, like, Montana or something. And it was,
yes,
like,
it was group of religious nutcases full of good old boys.
That does sound potentially fun. Maybe I should try to go back and finish Far Cry 4 before
I don't think they're related. I think you can just skip it.
No, I know that, but I feel like I should go back and finish. I don't want to spend the money on Far Cry 5 or 6 when I can just go back to 4, remember why I didn't like it, and then not spend any
more. That's probably fair,
money.
Then. Yeah, I guess you could just do that, and that would stop you from having to buy 6.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, I'm not going to buy... I'm gonna say this right now for, you know, our 12 listeners that are out there. I will not buy another Far Cry game until I have finished Far Cry 4. I won't do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna beat that game, and if I ever talk about how I kind of want Far Cry, you remind me that I have not beaten Far Cry 4
yet. And I promise you, Adam, that I will not remember this conversation happens, and I will not do that.
Or wait, did I beat Far Cry 4?
Great,
can't
help you with that.
I think maybe I did. I gotta check it out. I'll have to investigate further.
Okay,
but anyway,
why don't you
Far
just
Cry
check
6,
your trophies and see if you platinumed it?
That's true. Oh no, I didn't platinum it. Are you fucking kidding me? But I could check the trophies and see if I beat the story or whatever. That's possible. Because I straight up don't remember. I mean, which really says a lot about the story, if I literally cannot remember whether or not I beat it.
Yeah, so, I know the fucking Joker or whatever that Dingleberry's name was. He was like friends with your mom or your dad or something, and
something,
and then
it was like
he was
in love with your mom, and your mom was married to your dad, and I think that your mom cheated on your dad with the bad guy, which means that he might be your father. I'm not sure.
I couldn't
care
less.
Your dad. I think your dad was going to kill your mom or something.
Yeah, the plot of three was much better. A bunch of college jackasses get trapped on an island and you have to go native to survive. That's a timeless tale for all families. And then at the end, you can either slit up your girlfriend and stay there, get killed yourself, or go home and try to blend in with society after you've gutted a bunch of men with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
No consequences.
I did beat Far Cry 3, and I remember really liking Far Cry 3, mostly. Mostly. I do think it's just a little bit overhyped by a lot of people.
For the record, overhyped does not mean it's bad.
No, it does not. I will say, it reminds me of our conversation about The Last of Us last week, which is like, again, I don't think The Last of Us is bad, and I also don't think that Far Cry 3 is bad. I just don't think
or
that it's
any Valve product.
The greatest... Or
literally any Valve product.
Portal 2 is pretty damn good. I'm a big fan of Portal 2.
I mean,
but that's
like everybody likes Portal. Everybody likes fucking the orange one.
Orange
no,
box. God
damn it! What the hell is it called? Holy shit! How can I remember what
that
stupid game is called with Gordon Freeman in it?
It's the Gordon Freeman, first-person shooter.
Holy shit. Why can't I remember what this is called? Oh, my God. I'm getting old. Half-Life. Thank you, Adam. Oh, my God.
No problem.
Anyway, everybody likes that one, even though that game is fucking ridiculously overhyped. Ridiculously.
Well, the thing is that it's a product of its time.
Yeah, I understand that it was fucking mind-boggling at the time, but, like, I feel that way. Get ready for this contentious opinion. I feel the same way about that as I do about Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, Cowboy Bebop was awesome when it came out, but now it's just fine, and everybody needs to calm down about it.
Yep. I completely agree with you. I think Cowboy Bebop is pretty good, but I think that other shows have done that better.
It does
now.
Have the
like,
world's
you know,
greatest
it's...
egg-eating scene in all of anime. And that one episode about the evil leftovers.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I love that episode. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And I like the show, and I like all the characters. It's
what's
a good
the lady's
show.
Name?
It's just
what's the
lady's name? Valentine.
Yes.
That it? Is that her name?
And what's the child's name?
Yeah. Ed.
Okay, then you are already doing better than me because I didn't know that. What's the dog's name?
And I think that the. Oh God! Something stupid like Aaron or something. I can't remember.
I'm just gonna call him Akimbo.
I don't.
The dog's name is Akimbo.
And isn't the main guy's name
Spike? Yes.
Isn't that right?
And okay. Metal Face and McGee.
Jet Black. Jet Black. I remember that.
Yes. I don't know if that was a localization thing or if they're actually called that, but those aren't good names.
They're not good names. No, they're not. Whatever. Why are we talking about Cowboy Bebop?
Anyway,
I haven't even seen Cowboy Bebop.
The point.
Like,
neither have I.
I
did promise I was going to go back and watch that at some point to see if it actually is better than I remember it being. Because I was pretty down on it the first time I watched it because people wouldn't shut up about it. It's the same thing with like Inuyasha or any
of
those old things where it's like, hey man, that show is really good.
Oh my God.
I actually thought Inuyasha was okay, but I digress. Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about?
I really don't like Inuyasha.
Okay, let's talk about that. Why don't you
that.
Like Inuyasha?
Fuck. Like, Inuyasha is so fucking boring. every episode is the goddamn same. There is plot development, but it moves so fucking slow. It's like a goddamn glacier. That show is way too long. It is so like you could cut out over half of the episodes of Inuyasha and you can still get the main story.
I mean, like, yes, you could cut out like 80% of the Dragon Ball episodes and still get that show.
Yeah. That's also why I don't like Dragon Ball, so...
I think you're missing the point of the shonen show, Adam.
I think I am.
Not that Inuyasha, I guess, is a shonen show, but it's got some similarities. I like the guy with the black hole hand. I don't remember his name.
And, like, I don't like One Piece for a variety of reasons. Nobody likes One Piece. But one of them... And I liked Naruto until I got bored because there was no goddamn plot progression. So yeah,
Well,
I
now there's
like
lots of plot progression because the show's over.
Yeah,
and they had two
sequel
shows already.
I don't like shows
already.
That spend too long. I don't like shows that spend too long spinning their wheels. I don't care for it. It's just bothers me.
Well, they have to catch up with the manga, which takes a long time to write.
I understand that, but I am coming at it from the perspective of an audience member who doesn't know any of that and is just watching it blind. And when I'm watching it blind, I'm bored to tears.
Well, that's
and
fair
so
enough, I
just,
guess.
It's just not my
fair
thing.
Fair enough, I guess.
It's just not my thing.
What do you like, then?
In regards to anime or just
I'm just curious
general?
Now. This is totally not related to Fallout anymore. Now I just kind of wanted to know. Because I've never asked you, I don't
so
think.
So I'm not a... I don't really watch a ton of anime. It's not like my main thing. I would say that the ones that I really liked was I like portions of Death
portions.
Note.
So the first half of it?
Approximately. Okay. I would say the first half and like five episodes after the first half. Like literally just like singular moments that I can just be like, oh yeah, that was nice. And then it was like a bunch of trash.
All right.
And then it was like, oh yeah, that was nice. I really like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Sure,
I'm a big fan
sure.
of that show. I'm trying to remember the other shows.
Not Full Metal Alchemist, the regular one.
No, I wasn't. I tried watching it, but it wasn't really my thing. The animation was too old, honestly.
Okay.
I liked Cowboy Bebop, though similar to you, I did think it was overhyped, but I liked it. What other shows are... I like Attack on Titan, mostly just because I think the animation is gorgeous, and I think the Titans are terrifying, and I think that their 3D maneuver technology, whatever, is just cool as fuck. I like Attack on Titan because it's cool as fuck. That's why.
That's fair.
That's the only reason, really.
I mean, I've seen like the first two seasons, but I haven't watched it in a long time because I don't find any of the characters relatable.
No,
and
yeah.
Everybody just screams or cries all the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think the only character that I find in any way relatable is, I guess, the main character. But like, even then, he's just a little too much for me.
I like that
whatever,
he turns into a Titan. That part's pretty hype.
Yeah,
I like when he punches Titans in the face with his giant nakedness. That's pretty cool. No Titans have junk, though, which is weird.
I'm trying to remember. What's another good anime? I can't think of one off the top of my head that I've actually seen. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of anime. I'm sorry.
Well, there's some quality shit out there. I can make you some recommendations if you want.
You should. Okay. Give me like two or three that you think
right
would
now?
Be a good place for me to yeah, sure.
Rise of the Shield Hero. I think you would enjoy that a lot.
Never even heard
okay.
of it. But
well, you should
right.
check that
Rise
shit out. It's 25 episodes, I think.
All right.
So I'm not going to spoil for you what happens, but it's pretty cool. Off the top of my head, that's what I would pick. Go watch that.
Oh, I really liked Fate Zero. I thought Fate Zero was
oh, my God.
Really
there are so many Fate shows.
Yeah, I've only seen the
I don't
one.
Even know if I don't even
started...
know if that's the first one or not. Because some of them are prequels and
yeah,
some of them are
that...
sequels and some of them are along sides and I don't know and I can't pretend
I
to know.
I think that Fate Zero is the prequel one, so like I really liked it because it like introduced me to the whole concept.
I have seen Fate Zero and Fate Stay Nights and I don't know where they fall in the timeline.
I started Fate Stay Night, but I didn't get very far in Fate Stay Night, and I have not seen
it. I don't even remember
else.
If it was good
That's
or not.
It.
I just know that Lady King Arthur is in it.
Yes, I knew that as well. That's really all I remember off the top
not
of
important.
My head. Oh, and there were, I think Gilgamesh
he
was
sure
in
was.
It. And
he sure
like,
was in it.
He was a total
yeah,
badass.
Yeah, he was the most OP thing in the universe, and he's in a couple of the other ones too,
evil.
I think.
That makes sense. I can't remember the rest of it. I think the last anime I watched was my wife and I recently started watching Attack on Titan again. Which I've only seen the first season of Attack on Titan. I never saw anything past the first season. So I should probably I want to continue that, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard for me to get into it. I don't know why. For whatever reason, anime.
Wait, so do I have to give you shows that will grab you in the first second and never let go of your balls? Or can I give you things that are actually worth watching long term?
No. You can. Oh, I tried watching Bleach.
Well, that was your mistake.
I wasn't a big fan of Bleach, but. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I don't like shows that go on for too long.
I have watched, or attempted to watch Bleach 3 times. On separate occasions, and I make it to the same point every time. I make it to about halfway through the second season.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that.
Halfway through the second season. And then I just can't
anymore.
That
sounds terrible. Yeah, that's where I am at as well. I think it's around the time when he's trying to go get What's-Her-Face back.
That's the entire show. I'm going to need to be more specific than that.
That's the entire show.
Is it Rukia or Orihime?
Oh,
okay,
Rukia.
That's the first season.
He's trying
season
to go get
still.
Rukia back. And, like, I just found it so boring because it just, like, took forever for him to go get her back. And it was, like, every fight was the fucking same. It was, like, this guy comes over and he's like, I'm a total badass. I'm going to kick your ass. And then the Bleach guy, whatever his
name
is.
The Bleach guy. His name is Ichigo.
I'm stubborn as hell, and I'm gonna beat
you
with my sword of
awesome.
You
just described every single anime protagonist. That's the main superpower
I know.
Share is
That's
determination.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm so awesome because I'm determined. Believe it.
That's
and it's just, it gets old. It gets
that wasn't
old,
even the
man.
Right show.
It's all the same. I know it's not the right show, but it's, like, interchangeable. It's all the same,
well,
man.
That's
like,
how they
like,
do
dude.
Those genre of show.
Okay,
you pick a boob who is not powerful, but secretly the most powerful, and you just have him fucking willpower his way through a boss fight like it's Dark Souls until he wins.
I just get bored of it. There's limits to how much I can enjoy that before I just start, like, you know, going on my phone while I'm watching it, and then I'm like, you know what? Why am I even bothering?
Well, I feel
bothering?
Like that show has
like,
failed you then, if that's the case, because it's supposed to be about spectacle, and if you're not paying attention, then they didn't do their job very well.
No, that's exactly correct. All right, so we're going to move on away from Far Cry 6, which is just totally what
oh,
we were
Oh, by the way,
Kenpachi
fucking rules. I just wanted to put that out there really quick.
I don't even know who that
that's
is.
That's a Bleach character.
All right. That cool. I don't know what more to say to that.
He's fucking. That's the guy with the bells on his hair.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Still,
never mind. Never mind.
I'm sorry, man. I just it's not my thing. All right. So they have now announced Spider-Man Miles Morales is coming to the PlayStation 5, and you say that you're not gonna fucking play it, and I hate you for it.
Sorry.
Like, you're not gonna get a PlayStation 5 because, ooh, I spent all this money on a PC.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, my God. Then, fine. I'm gonna have to find other video games to talk about with you that aren't PlayStation exclusives, which is really annoying because I generally really, really like the PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah, me too.
Did you know that there's gonna be a Horizon Zero Dawn sequel that's coming to the PlayStation 5?
Yes.
Aw,
and
too
also
bad.
To
you
the
get
PC.
To play it. Oh,
yes.
Is that coming to PC?
So don't get
as well?
That fucking snarky bullshit out of my house.
I hate you, Steve. Whatever. Fine. Well, I'm gonna play the shit out of Spider-Man Miles Morales because, as previously mentioned in this episode, I'm a huge fan of Spider-Man. I'm a huge fan of Into the Spider-Verse, and I'm a huge fucking fan of Spider-Man PS4.
I liked all those things.
So this is just. This is just all of the things that I want. And it's going to be on the PlayStation 5, which I am going to buy. And it's going to be all next-gen and sexy, and the character models are going to be all good and nice-looking. And I can't fucking wait for it,
Dope.
Steve. So
I look forward
there.
To paying $70 for a game instead of $60.
I don't care.
You should care. You should care.
Why?
Because it's an awful lot of money, Adam.
Yeah, it is, but I don't buy games that often. I think I probably buy, like, 3 or 4 or maybe 5 games a year. Like, I don't buy... I pick and choose my games relatively carefully. Like, I generally try not to buy a game unless it's already been out and I've, like, read some reviews of it because I've been burned a few too many times by buying a game and finding out that I don't actually like it.
You and me approach purchasing games very differently.
How do you
My general modus operandi is I will look at a game and decide immediately, is this a thing I want or a thing I probably don't want? If there's any way I don't want it, I don't get it. And if I do want it, I buy it immediately.
Really? Yep. Oh, okay. Well, that's weird.
That's why I have so many things that I don't like. For example, that's why I have a Dragon Age game that I will never play.
That's why I have
Dragon Age, because I will never play it, but I thought I'd like it. Now I'm stuck with it. The second Baldur's Gate 3 comes out later this year, I'm going to get it. I might not even like it, but I have to have it immediately.
You're not even going to wait for reviews or anything? What is wrong with you? I don't understand.
If it's good, I won't be disappointed.
Why? Yeah, and if it's bad, you will be disappointed.
That's life.
Or you could just wait. You could just... What? It doesn't have to be. You don't make any sense. You make no sense. I don't understand.
All right, well,
here's
how I look at it. Like you, I hardly ever buy games. But when I do, I want to have it now. So I just buy it now. That's money that's dead to me. I've already committed it to purchasing this product, so I don't consider it part of my world anymore. So by that point, I might as well just get the game, because I'm down the money anyway. So I have to buy it. So I buy it. And if it's good, then great. And if it's not, then whatever. I didn't read any reviews for The Last of Us 2. Bought that shit right away. That game kind of blows, but, you know, how was I to know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't played that yet. I'm like...
Oh, well, then I don't have any opinions on it. Never mind.
I think I'm going to wait for a sale on that one, because that's the thing, is it's like, if I know I'm not going to like something, I'm not going to spend...
It's not that you're not going to like it, just plug your ears and say la 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 when anyone's talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, except for all of the, like, horrific violence and making you feel bad
The horrific violence is the fun part. And second of all, it can't make you feel bad about it if you don't listen to anybody get sad. As far as you know, all those people were just robots that wanted to die.
I mean, literally, that is true, because they're all just game
exactly.
code.
I mean, they all like, have names. Like every single character has a name. They
that's
shout them
cool.
when they die.
I think that's kind of a...
like, not themselves. They don't say, ah, it's me, Derek. Man. Like, if you kill somebody and somebody sees you do it, they're like, ah, Jim, no, she killed Jim, or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just, like, imagining, like, you know, you stab some dude and he's just like, Carlos!
Yeah.
And then he
with
dies
my last breath.
That's...
Yeah, I...
Jerry!
Yeah, well, as impressive as it is that every character has an... And all the dogs have names, too. As impressive as that is, it's, you know, not going to make up for the fact that everybody makes you feel bad. But they can't make you feel bad if you don't let them.
I have quite a bit of empathy, so I think that I would have issues with that. I really don't think that Last of Us 2 is going to be a game I enjoy playing.
No, you will not enjoy
playing
it, because every bad thing happens to everyone, and the only people that live at the end are the two people that you kind of just didn't want to live, if I'm being honest. Because they're garbage humans.
Great. Yeah, I'm not buying that game until it's like $30. If it's more than $30, I'm not buying it. Like, or I could wait until it's free on PlayStation Plus. That would be great.
Oh, another example of that. Resident Evil
like
3.
2 years.
Resident Evil 3 wasn't as good as Resident Evil 2, but I bought it immediately. I'm not disappointed that I bought it. I got a lot of mileage out of it. I'm just saying.
I'm so confused by you, man. I just don't understand.
You gotta take risks. You gotta live your life, man.
I mean, no, I respect the idea of taking risks, but you could also, like, make informed decisions.
I did. I was informed by the decision that I liked Resident Evil 2. Thusly, I will like Resident Evil 3.
Okay. I mean, I guess I kind of understand that, because I'm gonna buy Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
There you go.
And I don't even... And I'm not gonna wait for the reviews.
There you go.
I'm just gonna buy that shit. So
because you already decided,
there are some.
See, you used your brain. You were like drawing patterns, and you were like, "Oh, okay, these things elicit this response. Therefore, this will also elicit that response." You just used synapses. Like the next... There you go. That's using your brain.
Or like the Spider-Man game, the Spider-Man game that we were talking about. I'm gonna buy that shit.
There you go.
Like I don't.
There
care.
You go.
I don't care. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right.
It's like how when the fucking Ratchet and Clank PSP games came out, I mean, those are mostly just hot garbage, but, like, they tickle that part of my brain that made me want them, so I went and got them. And I played the shit out of them on my stupid PSP, which I regret buying also. But at the time, it seemed like a good idea.
That's how I feel about my PlayStation Vita.
Oh, yeah, well, only, like, six people bought a PlayStation Vita, you idiot.
Yeah, I fucking know, man.
Also, they re-released those PSP games as PS3 games, so you didn't even have to buy the PSP to even get them. You could have just waited for the PS3 ones to come out.
Yep. The only good game on the PlayStation Vita it was Gravity Rush, and then they just re-released it
on
the
proper
PlayStation
console,
4
yes.
or 3. Or yeah, and it's like, really? Like, what the fuck was even mm-hmm. the point?
Yeah,
like,
you and yeah, your silly Fisher-Price handheld game.
I'm still bitter about the PlayStation Vita. I remember I was so excited.
I'm still bitter about
Too
Human for the Xbox 360, but, you know, we all have regrets.
Too Human? Yeah. Wait, which one is that?
It's a fucking dog shit game about playing as Balder, King of Pussies, the Norse god.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that
well,
at all.
Nobody played it because it was fucking horrendous. And this is a prime example of how my system backfires. Because somebody told me that it was coming out and I should get it, and I was like, yes, absolutely going to get that game. And it was basically just a garbage hack and slash with, like, the world's most awkward controls. And whenever you died, a fucking Valkyrie would come down, scoop you up and take you off to Valhalla, and then spawn you, like, 8 feet behind where you died. But you had to watch that stupid fucking animation every time you died, and you died a lot because the game was garbage. And you attacked with the joystick. You aimed the joystick at things, and he swung at them.
I hate it, Steve. Stop. Don't say that ever again. Ugh.
Yeah, it was bad.
The joystick?
And they left a sequel hook in there for the next game they aren't going to make and never will. And I'm glad that there's justice in this world. The Too Human 2 doesn't exist. Or Too Were Human.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I don't even know what to say to that. So
I haven't forgiven my friend for buying that, for making me buy that yet. Someday, maybe, but not today. Today is not the day.
Nobody forced
you to buy
anything.
He said I had
to buy
it because it was going
to
be awesome, and I believed him like an idiot.
Well, that's your
fault,
not his.
No, it's his. He recommended it to me. If somebody told you that Splinters Under the Fingernails were awesome, and then you believed them, would you blame them or yourself? Of course, yourself, obviously.
100%. Like, why the hell would I blame them?
I don't know. Maybe they were your teacher or your priest or something, so you're inclined to believe them? I don't know. If your pastor told you to buy Too Human, would you buy it?
Hell no, because I'd be like, my pastor? Who the fuck are you? I'm not religious.
Okay, well then. If fucking, I don't know,
sorry,
Harrison Ford told you to buy it, would you buy it?
Okay,
okay,
maybe.
See, there you go.
I can see that.
Because you trust Harrison Ford's judgment.
Yeah,
he was in three of the four Indiana Jones movies.
Three of the four? No, he was in all three. What the fuck are you talking about? What? I don't understand you, man. Okay, we're moving on. So our last piece of news is that Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart has been announced and is coming to the PlayStation 5. It's going to feature Ratchet & Clank, like, dimension hopping all over the place. They had this insane trailer that I watched that, like, just looks incredibly gorgeous. And at the end of that trailer, they revealed that there is a female Wombax that you get to play as. And ha ha ha, you don't get to play it because you're not going to get a PlayStation 5. PC Master Race, guys!
All right, well, I'll admit that does upset me, that I don't get to play that. I'll admit that's upsetting.
Good.
You win this round, I guess.
I don't have it. Yeah, I guess now I won, so I don't know where to go from here. I don't usually win against you. Usually you just stubbornly refuse to ever concede, and now you've just conceded, mm-hmm. and I'm
Yeah,
I'm
that
lost.
Is a bummer. I'm upset that that's happening, because I don't want a PS5, but I want to play that game. So there's not a lot of options available to me then.
Nope.
That's the end of that.
I'm going to play it. I'll tell you what, if you'd like, I'll play it and I'll stream it and I'll let you watch it.
I would not.
Okay?
Thank you.
Does that sound
good?
Does
not help me, no.
Aw.
I want to be there.
That doesn't do
it for
you.
I need to be able to play it with my hands. I want to throw out the newfangled next-gen Groovitrons, and I want to find out what the Rhino 8 does.
Oh, yeah, the Rhino. Oh, I'm so excited for this.
I want to see if the new girl Lombax is like alternate reality Ratchet, or if there's just a whole planet of Lombi. Somewhere. She has a hammer instead of a wrench, it looks like, in the trailer there.
I'm so excited for this game. Ratchet and Clank is one of my favorite franchises, and I feel like they, like, never get a chance to really go for it. Like, fucking Crack in Time, which came out, like 11 years ago, I think. Yeah, Crack in Time revealed that the Lombaxes are alive, and they're living in another dimension. And we still haven't gotten anything more with that. All that we got after that was we got fucking the Into the Nexus, which was just a quickie little standalone thing, which teased stuff that was going to happen with the Lombaxes, which, again, didn't mm-hmm. happen. And then we got the reboot, and I enjoyed the reboot for what it was, but it wasn't the same, and it was not nearly as good as, like, Crack in Time or really almost any of the other games. If I'm being honest, the only thing that was good about the reboot was the gameplay.
I think I would prefer the reboot just be a replacement for the first game, and then the rest of the continuity remains the same. I mean, I know that can't happen because of how many things it changes, but I would have preferred that be the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we can't do that because Quark is still the villain in the second game, and the Phoenix in the third game has an entirely different crew on it, so that wouldn't work either.
Yeah. I guess though, in my world, the perfect version would be I want the remake, like all of the graphics and all of the gameplay, but with the story and cast and voice actors of the original. That's what I would want. Which I know is impossible, but I don't know. Or like, I don't know. I was disappointed with the story of the remake, if I'm being honest.
Well, it was very safe.
I remember at the time I was, yeah, it was so safe. And I remember at the time I was like praising it, and I was so excited. But the more time has passed, the more I've realized that it's not that good. And I am disappointed by it. It just takes me time to figure that out. I let my enthusiasm sometimes blind me to the fact that some things simply aren't that good. But it takes me a while to figure that out.
Fair.
But I am really, really excited for this new one, Rift mm-hmm. Apart. I really hope they don't fuck it up. Like, god damn it. I really need a win with Ratchet and Clank. Like, please, please.
Whatever happened to that tall chick from the second game? The other lady Lombax we had.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
I can't even think of her name. Angela?
Yeah.
Angela, that was her name. Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Which is
she never appeared in the third game.
Said later. And they said later that Ratchet was the last Lombax, mm-hmm. and it's
well,
like, well, what
maybe
about
she died.
Angela's around, isn't she?
If they were the last two Lombaxes, she died. That would be the last one.
That's mm-hmm. fucking true.
Actually, you know what? We have
really
a lot of female characters that just never fucking return in Ratchet and Clank, don't we?
I mean, really, Ratchet and Clank. Like, I think most games are good on their own, but when you view them like as a series, it really doesn't make any fucking sense at all, which is disappointing.
Well, we had like what's her fuck from the third game, which is my favorite, the captain of the Phoenix. I don't remember her name now.
Yeah, she was. I can't think of her name either.
Whatever, her. You know what I'm talking about, that chick.
Yeah,
she appears in the fourth game in a cutscene, but she's never actually in the game. And then after that, we go to the future series where we never see these people again. So presumably, you know, they're just gone out of the life after the next generation. They don't show up anymore. Although I think Al shows up again.
The future... Yeah, Al does show up. The future series is better just because, like, there is continuity between the isn't there only two of them?
Yes, there's only two of them.
Isn't it just...
Crack in Time and, oh my god, the other one. Whatever, the other one.
I can't... Whatever. Yeah, whatever that one's called. And then there's Quest for Booty, which is, like...
That has another lady character in it, but she actually shows up again.
Does she?
Yeah, she's in,
Oh, shit.
She's in she's in Nexus.
Oh yeah, Nexus. And then there was Nexus, which is again another. So there's like what, two full games and two half games, and those are the only games that have any real continuity with each other. Like technically, the events of the first one are like canon in the second one, but not really because they're in a completely new galaxy.
They are.
And the
only
character
returning character is Quark.
Is Quark, and then the third one, the only returning characters is Quark and I. That's it, actually. I think that's it. Oh no, and
Al. Yes, Al is there as well. He's part of the fucking crew.
Yep.
Skid McMarks. Skid McMarks is also there. He's also part of the Q Force.
Oh yeah,
because he was in the first game.
I forgot about Skid McMarks. Yep,
because he got the hoverboard from him.
You know what franchise I really want them to like bring back
Daxter?
Like more than anything? Fucking Jack and Daxter. Yeah, you're fucking right. I love Jack and Daxter. I really think that
That was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about during this fucking long break we had here. I bought the Jack and Daxter fucking collection and it came with Jack X this time and I played Jack X and I fucking hate it. I don't know what you see in that game. That is garbage.
I'm very nostalgic of that game. I love that game. I love that game. It's so much fun. What are you talking about, man?
Ugh, super bad.
Really?
How come my teammates shoot at me, Adam?
I don't know.
How come
know.
I can blow up named characters and nothing bad happens? I can fucking
don't
shoot
think
and
about
kill
that.
Them.
Yeah.
And just, it's,
so?
It's stupid.
That's...
Also, I had a save file from all the other games. Like, I had my Uncharted save file, and I had my Jack and Daxter save file, and my Ratchet and Clank save file. So I got all those free unlocks, like the Jax-mobile, the Daxter-mobile, and I got to play as Ratchet as a character. And there was an Uncharted bonus. I don't remember what it was. And those were all exciting.
Yep.
It's like, wowzers, I'm going to play one level of this game, because this is a fucking nightmare.
Wait, so did you play Jack X on the PlayStation 4?
Yes.
Oh my god, dude, I didn't know it was available. I gotta buy that shit.
I'm glad that that's the thing that you can be happy about. I think I bought the Jack and Daxter collection after I bought the Uncharted collection, and I played through all of those.
I tried playing the Uncharted collection, and I had such a hard time with it. The fucking first game is so hard when you're on the hardest difficulty.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's insane.
There are so many things
difficult.
On a fucking jet ski that you just instantly die. I blew up on the jet ski so many times because of the fucking hit scan laser weight weapons, and I have to just drive in a straight line for like a mile and a half. But whatever.
There was this one part that I was stuck on where like you had to like jump into this like watery area that had columns and shit, and then and like there was no bad guys there at all, but the second you jumped down, they just appeared out of the woodwork and they were coming at you from like every fucking direction. And, like, it was impossible for me to survive. I tried to do it so many times, and I was getting so angry, and I rage quit, and I haven't gone back. And that was, like, two years ago.
Reminds me. Uncharted, or Last of Us 2 has the precursor egg in it as a findable thing.
Aw, that's cool. I do like that. That's
just
cute.
As a...
I kind of hate them that they're willing to pay reference to Jack and Daxter but not make a new game, which would be so good. If you were to use like modern game technology to make like have all these weapons and shit, have it be like this third person shooter, like you could do open world, like dude, Jack
and
Daxter
already had that
in
2 and 3.
Awesome. I know, but like have you played them recently?
Yes, that's what I was telling you.
Open world is trash. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you were just telling me that. But their open world is trash, man. I tried playing Jack 2. I tried playing Jack 2 again, and I was so bored by their open world. It's just like, you just wander around, and you can mow over civilians, and that's it. There's, like, hardly any side missions. There's almost nothing to do. There's just collectibles.
There are zero side missions, except for those dumb challenges, and those are not worth doing.
Yeah. No,
unless you want to buy the cheats, which are worth getting. Infinite Light Jack, Dark Jack, and Infinite Ammo are totally worth getting.
Yes,
I believe I bought while playing Infinite Light Jack, I think. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember. I bought Infinite something while I was playing, because I got enough Precursor Orbs to do it, but I don't remember which one it was. Probably Light, because you can heal with that one.
Yeah, that's the best one to get right away. Like, Dark is fun to play with, but Light, if you can get Light right away, you fucking should, because, like, being able to heal yourself
is,
like, the
most important
thing.
Infinite Ammo is also pretty handy, but it's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
I like that you can get the cheat to toggle the invisibility of Dark Jack, and it actually doesn't do anything. Everybody can
really?
Still see
you. I
don't
even remember that.
You're not invisible to anything.
Oh.
Yeah, the only thing that's in the only reason it's in the game is for those, like, eyeball traps so they can't see you. That's the only thing it's programmed to interact with. Everybody can still see you.
That's
so there's
really
no reason to get that other than unless you want to roleplay as a guy who's invisible all the time.
Except
that you're not invisible.
Can see him.
Well, maybe everyone can smell you. Maybe it's like a truce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all everybody is Daredevil.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Like you're invisible, but it doesn't
exactly.
matter because
exactly.
everybody is super.
Or everyone can just see into the ethereal and knows you're there, even though you are technically invisible. Everyone can just see your heart or something. Let's go.
Fair
with that.
Enough. All right, so I guess we're going to move on now to Humble Opinion.
No, the Magic Hour.
With that? No, the Magic Hour. Wait, is Humble Opinion... Did we do that? Did we do Magic Hour first?
I don't know, it's been
a
fucking 3 months, dude. Who cares?
That's fine, we'll do Magic Hour. We'll do Magic Hour first.
I've already got the thing up, so...
I remember last time, I forgot the fucking names again, which I feel bad about, but I remember that it was two brothers who were born on the... first and last days of the year, which is zero, but I can't remember the names of the characters.
It was Urza and Mishra.
Urza. And Mishra. Wait, Urza is the bad guy?
I didn't say any
Mishra
of that.
Mishra is the bad guy.
I'm just telling you what their names were.
Okay, Urza and Mishra.
There you go.
Okay, gotcha.
Go. All right.
I keep forgetting. Anyway, go ahead. Bring it on. Year one, I assume.
So, Year 20 to year 63.
20? Yes. Jesus.
Yeah, well, they
all
were
right.
just kids for most of that time. You know, nothing interesting happened.
So.
All
right, fair.
This is kind of a long one. Do you want the abridged version or the individual year-by-year breakdown?
Oh, Jesus. Let's start with the abridged version, and then let's see how I'm feeling.
Year 20 to year 63. The Brothers' War.
Oh.
Okay. No, I haven't told you what it is yet.
Oh, okay.
Urza, Mishra, and Toskasia discover the Caves of Qualis, in which the portal to Phyrexia is enclosed. The brothers split the Power Stones by accident. The conflict between the brothers rises, with Toskasia caught in between. She dies when hit by energy beams from the stones. Mishra flees into the deserts and is enslaved by the Falaja, nomads. Urza becomes an apprentice to the clockmaker in Krug. Urza and Mishra become leaders of their respective sides, and an old conflict draws them into opposition. Gix enters Dominaria and uses the Brotherhood of Gix to infiltrate both sides. The city of Sumifa, capital of Al-Alazim, is buried in tons of sand by the wizard Poros. The final battle of the Brothers' War takes place in the island of Argoth. Gix makes all the artifact creatures in both armies go berserk. Mishra is revealed to have been altered by the Phyrexian constructs. Urza activates the Golgothian Silex.
Oh my God.
The Silex blast obliterates Argoth, turns Urborg into a swamp, and sends all of Dominaria into an ice age. Urza ascends. The shards of the 12 worlds begin to form. Gix and his minions retreat to Phyrexia. The Dark Age begins.
Okay, Jesus Christ, there was a lot.
Yeah, that was the abridged version of a very long war, so there was a lot of things that happened.
A lot of stuff. So I'm going to try to condense this into something I can understand. So there are these two brothers, and they don't like each other, and they find some crystals with a friend whose name I don't... the names don't make any sense.
Don't worry about
head,
that. That's not important.
I'm going to have a hard... All right, because, like, I'm not going to get the names right. I'm just, that's never going to happen for me. So the two brothers break a crystals and discover a portal to another world.
That's accurate, right? So far.
And then the crystals kill the girl that they're with.
That's accurate.
And I'm guessing that they both feel bad about that, hopefully. Yes. And then they both leave. Yes. The Mishra goes off to get enslaved by sand people. And then the other one becomes an apprentice to a clockmaker. What the fuck? Why a clockmaker? Why a clockmaker?
Is that your question? Do you want to know why a clockmaker?
No, I don't want to know why a clockmaker, because there's too much other stuff to unpack. But okay. And then they both become leaders of their own factions, which doesn't make... So what? It's the sand people versus the clock people? What the fuck? Okay. I don't understand how that works at all, but fine. And then they go to war. They fight a bunch of wars. Some guy shows up, and he's a evil wizard, and he buries someplace in sand. Yep. Is he a sandman? Or like a... One of the sand people with Mishra, probably. I don't fucking know.
Well, the thing said he infiltrated both sides. So.
Oh yeah, right. He infiltrated both sides, and I'm assuming evil. It sounds like he's evil.
Good people don't generally infiltrate things.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, and then they fight somewhere, and one of them he got infected.
He was
with
altered
something.
By the Phyrexians.
Okay. You know
yes.
what? All right. That's my question. Altered by the Phyrexian? What the fuck does that mean?
That was a good question.
What is that?
So, the Phyrexians are a biomechanical race of monsters, basically. They are from the plane of Phyrexia.
All right.
And they are organic things that are... It's basically the Borg from Star Trek. They are a race of monsters that is combined with machines. And sole purpose is to conquer and... incorporate every living thing everywhere.
Okay. So they're the Borg / the Cybermen. Okay. That's
sure.
Fine.
I guess they're that. Yes.
Got it.
They are the longest running and most important antagonistic force in all of magic.
Oh, nice. Hey, I accidentally
you fucking nailed it with that one.
Something very important.
They have never been successfully defeated.
Never been successfully
They have been
defeated.
Pushed back
what?
Many times, but they never stay dead.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. These guys are fucking strong.
Yeah, they're fucking monsters. Literally fucking monsters.
Okay. And then I don't remember what else happened.
Urza used the Golgothian Silex to make the Silex blast, blew up a place, turned Urborg into a swamp, put Dominaria in an ice age, and the Dark Age began.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So bad shit happened, and the war
he
went
nuclear,
shit,
basically.
And now they're he went nuclear. Okay, all right. Well, I got my question in. So cool. All right,
there you go. That was a very important part of magic.
I'm good.
You just
no kidding. Yeah, I just got like a. I feel like I actually learned something about magic this time. So that's actually pretty cool. And I can remember the Borg. That's easy enough to remember. I'm not going to remember the name of them, but now I know that I didn't know that the fucking Cybermen were in magic, and now I do. So, and I can remember that. All right. So, we're going to move on to my humble opinion.
All right.
So I think I'll go first personally. It's going to be awkward to talk about this. There's nothing really to say about it other than I really liked it, but fuck it. So I saw Hamilton
the
recently.
Broadway play?
It's on Disney Plus now. The Broadway play.
All right.
That's correct. Yep. I saw Hamilton.
Are you familiar with the South Park episode about Broadway? Never mind then. Carry on.
No, I have not. Carry on. And it was fucking phenomenal. It was so good. I was blown away. All I knew about Hamilton going in was that it was about Alexander Hamilton. What is wrong with
nothing.
You?
Nothing.
What
nothing.
Are you,
nothing.
What
Carry
are
on.
You doing over
Keep
there?
Talking about your thing.
Okay. All I knew about Hamilton going in was that Hamilton was a founding father and that it was about him. And that's it. That's really, like, the extent of my knowledge of what the
Oh, I didn't even know that's what that play was about. I know nothing about it.
Okay, well,
like, I didn't even know that was the Hamilton they were talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll give you the a very basic version, which is that Alexander Hamilton is this awesome founding
father. I know who Alexander Hamilton is. I didn't know Hamilton was about him.
And the whole musical is about his life and his story, and it's all in rap, or almost all in rap.
Rap.
Like, I would say, like, 90% of the songs are rap songs, and they're awesome, okay. And they're super well done. Yeah, I did not know this going in. I my knowledge of Hamilton was very, very limited, so I didn't know this going in, so I was very pleasantly surprised, and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
So were there any rap battles in it?
It was... Yes, there was two.
So you're saying there were people in there who wanted to bro down?
So basically what this musical is it's if you took epic rap battles of history and you made it into a musical. Like, if you just took that and you just, like, expanded it and made it into a
There was already one about Jefferson and Washington and Ben Franklin. I suppose they could make a Hamilton one.
Yeah, they totally could. I kind of want them to acknowledge each other because there's a lot of similarities between them, which is really cool. But yeah, it was fucking great. And also, I absolutely loved King George. King George shows up for like 9 minutes throughout the entire thing, and he sings this song about how like you'll be back, and I'm not even gonna try to sing it because I would
good thank
do
you
a terrible
thank you.
Version of it.
Adam, but, nothing yeah, on earth gonna, is cringier than rap. Nothing.
Dude, you should really watch Hamilton because it's really good. It's incredibly smart. It really gets to like the. I actually was doing a little bit of research about like the real life historical figures, and it's incredibly accurate, which is really cool. Like you actually learn something watching Hamilton, and also it's awesome as hell. I went and downloaded all of the songs. Like the next day after I watched this musical, and it was fucking like I love it. It's great. I'm a big fan of Hamilton right. now, Sweet. But I can't even fully.
But is it as good as Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog?
I would easily say that it is better than Whoa. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Easily, I don't really think that Dr. Horrible's is really that good. If Whoa. I'm being honest, I think that it's not. It's okay. I think the best part about it is Mr. Hammer, isn't that his
Captain
name, Mr.
Hammer?
Hammer.
You uncultured swine.
Captain Hammer, I thought he was funny, but that was it. That's really it's the fucking, only thing I liked about it. And also...
The hell's that guy's name? no, Captain Hammer.
Oh, no.
Nathan Fillion.
It's,
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion, yeah.
Everybody likes Nathan Fillion.
I knew that.
He's great in everything.
I do like... Exactly. I like Nathan Fillion, and I like Neil Patrick Harris, but I think that Dr. Horrible is just okay. But Hamilton is fucking awesome. It's
Do you think
so
it's greed to have your stage name be three names?
Yeah, I think that is great. I think that's classy. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So, Steve, right. Do you have a humble opinion on this
day? Did I talk about gargoyles already?
No,
okay, well, I also watched Gargoyles during this binge, and it's not a good show. The only thing I remember about it, because
really?
I watched
Shit.
It months ago, and I was going to talk about it. I was like, I should tell Adam I watched this dumb show. The only thing I remember about it is that it was basically just a fucking cast meetup for the Next Generation cast, because fucking Data is in it, Worf is in it, Commander Riker is in it. Yes.
Really? I didn't know that. That's crazy.
The bad guy, what's his name? Zangadu, Zaragos, whatever his name is. Dr. Zamarian, I don't know. The doctor guy. The guy, the rich guy, him.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking...
Yeah, the rich guy.
That's, Jonathan Frakes. No,
Patrick
that's
Stewart?
Fra-
oh,
yes,
Jonathan,
that's
really?
Him. Huh. Deanna Troi is the girl one. Data is... The fairy guy, Worf is the robot, the half robot one. Fucking, I think Geordi's in the show too, but I don't remember who he was. Here's the biggest problem I have with the show. They say in the first episode, gargoyles don't have names, but every gargoyle they meet has a name.
That's really stupid. Yes. That's really,
like,
I don't
they
like
only
that.
Have
really
names
dumb.
Because the people gave them names, and they named themselves after, like, random parts of New York. You know, Broadway and whatever.
Oh, that's...
This is your show. How did you not know this?
It's been a long time, man.
Okay, well, whatever. Goliath only
had
a name because they gave him a name. And then fucking everybody else got names because they just picked random parts of New York to name themselves after. And they're like, oh, because fucking gargoyles don't have names. But every single other gargoyle that they meet already has a name. So it doesn't make any sense. Unless that one particular group of them was really out of touch and just didn't have names. I don't know. Also, it's icky because they have, like, so they have, like, the rookery where they keep all the eggs, right? And the apparently the whole thing with them is that the clan is their family, so the genetic parents of the child don't matter. Fine, I can get behind that. That's okay. But then, like, Goliath's, like, real-life daughter shows up, you know, and all the other gargoyles are putting the moves on her. And presumably he came out of the same batch as them. So that's, like, gross, because they're, like, way older than her. I don't know if that matters for immortal gargoyles, but it should. Because that's icky. That's like somebody hitting on your daughter, you know? Like, right now.
Yeah, it's
like one of your friends hitting on your daughter.
Like, the same age as... Yeah, like, one of my friends hitting on my daughter. And it's like, dude,
yeah, that's
what
it's like. It's super gross.
Like, get out of here.
Also, yeah, Goliath was definitely like dicking that detective chick, and she's going to have some weird half-gargoyle babies, but, you know.
I did remember thinking that when I was a kid. I was like, I wonder if there can be gargoyle humans, because that's...
I'm sure he's got a powerful turgent gargoyle dick, too, but that's not what this is about. So my humble opinion, gargoyles is kind of dumb. I don't remember anything else about it.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's it? No, that's fine. It's been a while, so I respect it. All right, so I guess those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye!